Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, hello, praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad. And it be not dismayed, my brothers and sisters, for whatever betide you, God will, and God can, and God shall take care of you. My God, this is our terrific testimony. Today, oh my goodness, this is the day to testify about the goodness of the Lord. God, amen, about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Father God, amen. This is a good time to testify, so we're glad, amen. It may be gloomy and rainy outside, but the S-O-N is shining down on the inside. And I'm telling you, my brothers and my sisters, why not tell about the goodness of the Lord on Testimony Tuesday? My God, don't get weary and well-doing, for in due season, you shall reap if you faint not, no matter what come, no matter what may. Hallelujah. All God wants for you is something good. Amen. And we're just excited, people of God, for what God is doing. I don't know about you, but I'm glad about it. Amen. Now, this is your very own Prophet Daryl Saunders co-hosting, amen, with Pastor Shatwan Johnson Fullwood. And we thank God for her, amen, for making it do what it do week after week, day after day, month after month, time after time. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just bless God. We are excited. We are trailblazing. I don't know about you, but we are trailblazing. In this hour, we're blazing the devil up, hallelujah, and giving God the glory, hallelujah. Glory be to the Lamb of God. I'm telling you, people of God, this is no time to be slacking in your duties when it comes to God. There's no time, hallelujah, to drag your feet in this hour about the things of God, hallelujah. Glory be to the Lord our God. And I'm just telling you, people of God, in this hour, amen, God is really showing up and showing out. I just thank the Lord for each and every last one of you. Go tell a friend, go tell a neighbor that we're here, amen, that the intercessors are here, the warriors are here, the prophets are here. Oh, my God, we are here, people of God, for the ears, a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Call the preacher, call the pastor, call the evangelist, call the missionary, call whoever, and tell them to come on, amen, and let's worship the Lord on this Testimony Tuesday. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, people of God, I'm just excited for the Lord. Amen. I'm excited about the Lord. Amen. And you know, and there's something about in this time that we're living in, amen, people are not excited. And people need to quit with the foolishness. Amen. Everybody's not excited. Everybody's not. No, the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Everybody should be excited about the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, people of God, this is no shame, but this is no time to shut down, amen, on the things of God. If God has done anything for you that you know that you could not have done it, you know you would not have survived, hallelujah. I ain't talking about something he done way, way, way back when. I'm talking about what he's done for you lately. My God. Glory be to God. And I'm telling you, God has done so much for me lately. And I just tell the Lord, thank you. I tell Father God, thank you for opening up the doors. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I had to begin to curse. Hallelujah. Every negative word that was been spoken over my life. My God, my God. When the people said you won't go to mount up to anything, I cursed it at the root. Hallelujah. When people said you ain't going nowhere, I curse it at the root. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I curse it to draw it up so it won't return. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to learn how to curse those things. Hallelujah. That tries to come to hinder. My God, my God. Thank you, Lord. If it ain't causing to have, if it ain't causing increase on your life, get rid of it. Amen. If it's not causing you to excel in the Holy Ghost, get rid of it. Amen, people of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I just bless him. Hallelujah for what he has done, for what he is doing in this hour. For this is the hour that I am excited about the things of God and what the Lord is releasing in this hour. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go tell a friend, go tell a neighbor, we're getting ready. Amen. Hallelujah. To approach the throne of grace. Amen. Hallelujah. But we got to say, give reverence. Amen. We got to give reverence and praises to God. Amen. Who is our life on today. Amen. He is our life sustainer. Amen. He is the source. Amen. Not the resource, but he is the source. Amen. He is the reason that we live and move and have our being. He is who he is. Amen. He is the God of our salvation. Glory be to God. Some people get the game twisted. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some people get the game twisted. Amen. Hallelujah. Some say he's your father. Amen. God is our father and Jesus is our elder brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. And I bless the Lord on today. Amen. And we need to learn how to address God in the beauty of holiness. Amen. We need to learn how to address him. Amen. Amen. He is our Father. Amen. Not only that he is our Father. Amen. Hallelujah. He can be our mother. He can comfort us. Amen. He can comfort us. He can be our brother. He can do whatever. But the Bible says he is our Father. Amen. The Holy One, the Eternal One, the Everlasting, the Long Life Sustainer. My God, my God, my God. Look, God, I'm telling you, God is just so amazing. And I just thank him, amen, hallelujah, for allowing us to come. Amen. We thank God for Pastor Angel and Pastor Joe. We thank God for them Shakespeare tag teamers. Amen, hallelujah. Oh, some devil destroyers, some demon busters. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I thank God for them. Amen. We thank God for Pastor Joe. We thank God for Pastor Angel. Amen. Hallelujah. For making it do what it do, making it possible for us to be on this show today. My God, my God. And I'm telling you, it is exciting, amen, that we're able to do what we do every day, amen, because Father God, hallelujah, make it all possible, amen, hallelujah. And we truly, 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 truly thank God for our spiritual father, amen, the late Apostle Michael Shakespeare. We thank God for him and all that he has done and the legacy that he has left behind for his natural and his spiritual children. Amen. We thank God for True Christian Assembly. My God. Oh, my goodness. We thank God. Amen. We just bless the Lord. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm just thanking him. Amen. For allowing us to come across this way. Amen. Hallelujah. You still got time to tell someone that we're here. Amen. You still got time to let them know that we are on the show, that we are on the air. Amen. And I'm telling you, as the show go on further, amen, we go higher and higher and higher. My God, we go higher and higher as we go on in the show. Amen. Glory be to the Lamb of God. And I just tell him, thank you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to get ready, amen, and prepare ourselves. We're going to get ready and prepare ourselves, amen, to go into prayer, amen, because prayer is always in order, amen. Prayer is always in order, amen. And so we want to begin to approach the throne of grace and charge the atmosphere, amen. Not only charge the atmosphere, but we want to allow Father God to have his way on the show today. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I'm telling you, people of God, my God, I'm telling you, I'm excited. Amen. 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 I just want to read this quick scripture. Amen. Hallelujah. Before we go into prayer, I want to acknowledge God's word. Amen. And I will be reading for our hearing today. Amen. Psalms 51, amen, and say, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercy. Blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and clean me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this which I've done in thy sight, my God, the blood of Jesus, hallelujah. Evil in thy sight, amen. That thou might make be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judge. Behold, I was born forth in iniquity. My goodness, this is not the King James Version. Amen. And in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward part, and in the hiding part thou wilt make need to know wisdom. Amen. It says, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sin, and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and restore a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore
Amen.
Unto me the joy
yes.
of thy salvation, and
yes.
uphold me a
yes.
willing spirit, my God.
Yes.
Then will I teach transgressions thy way. Amen.
Yes.
And sinners shall be converted unto thee. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I have read for our hearing, amen, Psalms 51, verse 1 through 13. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearing, the doers of his most holy word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Good morning, Pastor Darrell. Good morning, Prophet Darrell. How are you today?
I am wonderful. I am wonderful this morning.
Yes.
How are you this
month? Oh, I'm trying to get up out of this hospital. I'm trying to get up out of here. They trying to get me out of here, too. I tell you, they trying some more stuff today, and if it works, I'm going home today. Praise the Lord. So be praying with
Amen.
Me. Be agree- no, I've already prayed the prayer. Be agreeing with me that I'm going home
Amen.
Today. Hallelujah. They can
already
get this back
done.
Pain under control. They can get these muscle spasms in my back under control. I can go home today. Hallelujah. But they don't want to send me home in pain with these back spasms and it triggering with my messing with my heart and stuff. So I praise God anyway because I'm still in a good place. I'm resting. Praise God, because, you know, if I was at home, I wouldn't be resting, but he still got me in a good place where I can rest. Hallelujah. I'm still, and I praise God that I'm in a place where he has allowed me to minister to people. Amen. I got up this morning, and I walked to the door of my room, and I saw a security guard that I knew, and he was talking to me, and saying some things, and God just allowed me to minister to him about his finances and his marriage and his life, and you know, and I just, it was just a simple words, and I said it to him. He said, you know, I needed to hear that, and I needed to understand what you were saying, and it was just simple, and I said it, and we don't all the time have to go into something deep to minister to people. It could be something so simple like God loves you, but it was just some simple words, and he understood, and he knew what he had to do. And the other night, you know, the lady across the hallway was in so much pain, my God. And I know I've been there, and she just kept screaming and hollering and screaming. And, you know, the people, the nurses and stuff were getting mad at her, telling her to be quiet, be quiet. But how can you be quiet when you're in that much pain? You know what I'm saying? So I was laying in the bed. I was on my phone. I was laying in the bed. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, get up and go pray for her. And I knew I was in the room by myself. So I looked around, as I often do. When the Lord talks to me, I always look around to see if he's talking to me to make sure. I looked around. Who, me, Lord? Yeah, you. Get up and go pray for her. And I got up. And I went to the edge of the door, and I went on across the hallway. And nobody was in the room with her, and she was bent over. And she was, I said, ma'am, do you mind if I pray for you? She looked at me, And I don't know if she understood me the first two times when I asked her, because I just didn't want to come in and begin praying for her. I had to have her permission to allow the Holy Spirit and God to move in her life. You see what I'm saying? You can't just go and bombard your way and just begin to pray for them, because you don't all the time know if they're going to accept or be offended by you praying for them. So I had to ask permission. But the third time I asked for permission, she said, Oh, Jesus. She said, yes, oh, Jesus. So I began to pray for her, and I laid hands, and I knew the pain that she was feeling was in her back, the same place that I was feeling that pain. And God began to move in her back, hallelujah, and God began to heal her back, my God. And you know, it was a process. I'm not going to say everything stopped right then, because it was a process. He even used the medicine to heal her, hallelujah. But I know that he healed her, and because even to this day, I do not hear her hollering over across the hallway. She's still there. I don't hear her hollering. I know God healed her, and I know that some of that pain, I bore some of that pain, because after immediately I start to feel those back pains and those muscle spasms that she had. I know. So I know that God, it was a process, and I thank God that I was a willing vessel to be used in the process. And I just thank God that sometimes, you know, maybe I wasn't here for the reason that I thought I was here, because of me. But maybe I was here just for those two people. Hallelujah. And if that be the case, then so be it. I'm grateful to God that he could use me in that capacity. I'm grateful to God that he could use me so that I can be a living testimony of what God has done, so that when you see me, that you see his glory, so that when you see me, you see God. Hallelujah. So, good morning. PSMI. Good morning, PSMI. Yes, Lord.
That's what Jesus said. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you have seen the Father.
You've seen my Father. Yes, God.
I thank God, hallelujah, that Pastor Twan is doing excellent. Amen, that she's doing wonderful.
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. You know what, Father, there, hallelujah, we're going to prayer today this morning, hallelujah, but I give God the glory, hallelujah, I give God glory and honor and praise this morning that when we go to prayer, We're not continuing to pray the same old prayer, but we're going into thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you pray this morning, we're thanking God for the things that he has done, for all the things that have been done, for thanking him for just being God of our lives, just thanking him because God has already worked. If we understand that God has already done this thing. Hallelujah. And all we got to do is just thank him for the manifestation. Thank him for bringing it to pass. Thank him for it. Hallelujah. Because it's already been done. God did this before that he formed the foundations of the earth. He already knew. But the question is, what path are we going to take? What choices are we going to make? Are we going to make the choice to do it ourselves? Or are we going to make the choice where God has already done it and follow that path?
Yes, God.
Well, I want to make the choice where God has already done it. He already did it for me. Ain't no sense in me trying to go and do it myself. He did it. I just
want
to thank him for it and watch it kind of pass. Watch him. The work has been done. Now it's time for manifestation. Now it's just time for me to praise him, give him glory, give him honor. Hallelujah. Open my mouth up with the fruit of my mouth. Begin to worship him. Begin to show him honor and glory. Hallelujah. And on that note, I'm going to open up Evangelist Lily Tate, because let me tell you something. She can show you what honor and glory look like. She can show you how to give God some glory and some honor when she come on this line. Hallelujah. Evangelist Lily Tate, I'm opening up your mic. Hallelujah.
Your mic is open. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Yes. God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Y'all know it's a good thing to praise the Lord. I wouldn't take nothing from my journey, y'all. Lord, I don't see things up, and he delivered me right on time. You know all that problem we have. Let's give it to God and leave it at his feet, and let's praise God and just think about the good things, not about no bad thing. And the doctor said this, he said that. That's all right, but I got a Father who can create. He created me, and he got to fix all of this. I just give him all the honor and glory this morning. And y'all know one thing, I won't take nothing from my journey. I'm on my way home. Glory, hallelujah. The walk that I have with Jesus is a good walk, y'all. Oh, I wouldn't trade it for nothing in the world. I look back on my past life. I said, you stay back there. I'm going with God. I don't care how it comes. I'm going to stay with God. My mind is set and made up, and I'm going to praise God's name until my dying days, y'all. Lord, let's give God some glory this morning. But truly, he is good. Let's say, thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Oh, glory to the name of the Father in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, I feel good this morning. And thank y'all for allowing me to say something. And you know what? We are on our journey now. Can't nothing stop us. We're going off the King Highway. And we just pray together. We're going to stay together. And we're going to be concerned about one another. And we're going to lift one another up, most of all. And we're going to show love to one another. Thank you this morning. I'm on the clock, but thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank y'all. I had to say that today. Thank you, Lord. Glorify your name. Amen and amen. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory to the Lord. God is so good. God is so good. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Brother Darrell, I'm gonna ask her this, that Dee Dee, I see Dee Dee's on the call today on the show, and I'm gonna ask her to pray today. I'm gonna take that pressure off of you. I'm gonna ask her to press one on her butt, but I'm gonna ask her to pray, because I hear the Holy Spirit saying to me, for her to pray today. Amen. Amen. I'm going to open up my mic. Error code 609-227. Dee Dee, your mic is open.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Good afternoon.
Good
afternoon in New Jersey. Love you all.
Good morning.
Hallelujah.
Here
love
in
you
Chicago.
All.
Look, I'm the only one that's still in the morning, so good morning from Chicago.
Amen.
Hi, Prophet Darrell. Good morning from Chicago. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Hello, Evangelist.
God bless you. Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
yes,
Lord.
Sir.
Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. We come to say thank you. Hallelujah. We come to praise you. We come to glorify your name. We come to exalt your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Because you are high and lifted up, Lord, and your train fills the temple. Hallelujah. Lord, we come meek and humble this afternoon. Hallelujah. We come, Father, hallelujah, with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter your gate with praise. We're so thankful unto you, and we bless your holy name. We thank you and praise you for meeting us here. Your word said where two or three are gathered in your name, that you are here in the midst. And we thank you for being in the midst of us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, hallelujah, because we come today in the name that's above every name. Hallelujah. We come in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we come with thanksgiving. We just have to thank you. Hallelujah. Because you've been so good. You've been so faithful. You've been so merciful. You've been so just. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We come, Father. Hallelujah. We come, hallelujah, with hallelujah, with a repentant heart this afternoon, asking that you will forgive us and that you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We repent for sins of commission and omission. We repent now, hallelujah, for even idle words, hallelujah.
Yes,
every thought and deed, wrong motives, hallelujah. Everything, and anything that's not pleasing in your sight, we ask for forgiveness in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you would help us, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that we won't have to keep repenting for the same old things. Hallelujah, but that we will receive our deliverance where we need deliverance today in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we want our conversation to be pleasing in your sight. We want the way we talk, what we laugh at, what we wear, hallelujah, what we watch, hallelujah, to be pleasing in your sight, Father. We want when you look down, hallelujah, that you will receive a sweet aroma from our life, hallelujah, from our prayers, from our worship, for our praise, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we just thank you this afternoon. And we choose to forgive everyone for all manners of evil, those who have offended us, those who have talked about us, lied on us, cheated on us, all manners of evil. We choose to forgive today, and we choose to release them right now. In the name of Jesus, we don't want nothing hindering our prayers, hallelujah, in our relationship with you, because we come on behalf of the nation, hallelujah, and we need to know that we know that we know that our prayers are being answered, hallelujah, not delayed, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we come on behalf of the universe, Father. Father, we come today that the captives may be set free in the name of Jesus for more than a season. Father, we come that you ask that you will remove the blinders off of the hearts and the minds of those who are blinded, Father. We ask today, Father, you deliver those that are in a cult, Father, that you would deliver those, hallelujah, that are in a backslidden state, Father, that you would deliver those, Father, hallelujah, that want to be delivered, and then there's some that don't know they can be delivered, Father. We're asking that you would break every chain, that you would destroy the yoke of bondage in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking, hallelujah, that you will work out these situations that seem impossible with man, but your word says with you, with men, all things are impossible, but with you, all things are possible. So we're asking that you will work out some impossible situations today in the name of Jesus. We're asking that you will make a way out of no way for those who need miracles, Father. We're asking, Father, today, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that you, Father, would step in, Father, and that you would stamp your approval or disapproval in the name of Jesus. But all we know is that we need you to move, because only you can move, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. See, we realize, Father, that our hope and trust is in you. You said if we put our hope and trust in you, we'll never be made ashamed. Hallelujah. But we know that if you don't do it, it's not going to get done. Hallelujah. You're the only wise God. Hallelujah. Both now and forevermore. You see all things and you know all things. Hallelujah. And everything that is hidden, everything that's in the dark, you shall bring it to the light, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. People think they can fool some of the people some of the time, but they can't fool you none of the time. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you would strengthen the leaders today. You encourage their heart, that you would do a revival, just you and them and you, Father. That you encourage them, Father, because some leaders feel like they're just standing by themselves, Father. In the name of Jesus, where is the people? Where are the intercessors, Father, that are praying and holding them up in prayer, Father? In the name of Jesus, but I ask that you will raise up some people that will crucify their flesh. And don't worry, be concerned that they're not getting nothing out of it. What matters is that we are holding the leaders up in prayer so that they could continue to stand strong in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. People don't realize, Father, the storms that the leaders go through unless you allow us to walk close to them. They go through many storms, hallelujah, but who's holding them up in prayer? We're holding them up in prayer today, and we ask that you would lift every burden, hallelujah, that you, Father, would bless them with whatever they need, that you would expedite everything concerning them right now in the name of Jesus. We ask, Father, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that you would lift the load, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would send help to them, Father, those who need help, Father, but you stand in your word, hallelujah, that you will supply all of their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Yes,
and so we're asking you, Father, to supply their needs, Father, that they will not have to lack or want for any good thing. We declare and decree there's nothing missing, nothing broken, and nothing lacking in their lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will shut the mouths of those that the enemy is using to speak all evil and all manners of evil against them, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
they better watch out. Hallelujah. Because
your
word says, touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We are to give reverential, we are to respect our leaders. We are not to say just anything and treat them any kind of way, Father, in the name of Jesus. You're watching and you're hearing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy on their souls in the name of Jesus, Father. And Father, we're asking right now in the name of Jesus that your blood will prevail. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus under the foundation of their homes, Father, over their ministries, Father, in the name of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus over their bank accounts, everything concerning them, the highways and byways. Father, we ask that you cover them. Hallelujah, and we thank you, Father, that what they have done, hallelujah, in secret, you are rewarding them openly. We thank you today that you are preparing a table before them in the presence of their enemies in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the leaders that are yet standing. Hallelujah. What a beautiful, true example that if Jesus did it, Jesus, hallelujah, is the perfect one, the only perfect one. Hallelujah. He set the ultimate example. Hallelujah. And then he placed us with beautiful leaders that he has handpicked. Hallelujah, to pour into our lives. Hallelujah. And how dare us? We want to pray for the leaders in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for the children right now in the name of Jesus, even the children in the womb. Hallelujah. Father, we ask right now that you reverse every curse in the name of Jesus, every evil word that's been spoken in the atmosphere against the children. Hallelujah. We render those words powerless in the name of Jesus, and they shall not manifest. We apply the blood of Jesus over everything contrary to your word, every evil word that's been spoken or every deed that has come against the children, even the babies in the womb. We ask that you would strengthen the babies in the womb, that you would strengthen and encourage the hearts of the children. It burdens my heart when I see the parents grabbing them up in the stores and talking to them like they're a piece of dirt, Father. Father, we're asking that you would make a way out of no way for the children that are being molested, that are being mistreated verbally, physically, or emotionally, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would place them in loving, caring homes, hallelujah, that they will grow up. You said train up a child when they are young, and when they're old, they shall not depart from it, Father. We claim the children's lives right now. We claim their souls right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, Father. Give them the best, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Some of them are crying at night because someone's coming in the room and they're molesting them, Father. let deliverance come forth even now in the name of. Some are crying because they don't have any food, Father. Some are crying because they don't have their mother. They don't have their father. They don't have their grandmother. Some are in foster care, Father, and they're being mistreated, Father. We cry out for the children right now in the name of Jesus. We ask, Father, hallelujah, that you would deliver them speedily, that you would expedite everything concerning them, that you would place them where you want them to be placed in the name of Jesus, that they will go to the school that you want them to go to, Father, the daycares, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus even over the daycares where the children go, Father. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. We pray for deliverance for those that are abusing the children, Father. For those that seen the girl on Facebook slapping a newborn baby, I pray for her deliverance. Pray for the deliverance of these people. We don't know what they've been through, but all we know is that's a sick demon on them, Father, and they need to be delivered in the name of Jesus. And we release Michael and Gabriel right now. We dispatch the angels, hallelujah, to go and deliver these children right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever they stand in need of, Father, we're asking that you will provide it for them. In the name of Jesus, we command peace to be still in every home that's dysfunctional right now. Hallelujah. We pray for the salvation of the parents and the guardianship in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, Father, we thank you and praise you, Father, that prayer changes things in the name of Jesus. Let your blood prevail, even in Korea, Father. Let your blood prevail. Hallelujah, Father. Let your perfect will be done in Puerto Rico and hallelujah, California, Father, in Texas. And Father, you know what's going on around this universe, Father. You are getting the attention, hallelujah, of people, Father. But I was laying in the bed last night. I said, wait a minute. I was thinking, and I said, if they said that Puerto Rico was wiped out, I couldn't remember where in the Bible, Father, but I was thinking about when a couple of your servants came to you and you were planning to destroy, hallelujah, their city. You were planning on destroying where they were. And I remember them saying, if you find one or two people or five people, will you not destroy this place? Hallelujah. And I remember saying, wow, I said, if Puerto Rico is destroyed like they said it is, I said, you mean to tell me, Father, you didn't find one righteous person there? No one is serving you there? I was like, oh, my goodness. And I said, Lord, I said, just have mercy. Have mercy on this nation. You know what it's going to take to bring people to their knees. And we thank you and praise you that you know just what it's going to take in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we apply the blood of Jesus throughout this universe. And everything that's pending, everything that needs your final approval, we're asking that you would stamp your disapproval or approval. Everyone that needs to be vindicated, Father, we ask that you would vindicate them, Father. We ask that you would make a way for those. Some people are being evicted because of their own fault, but yet you are merciful, Father. But, Father, I pray for the homeless. I pray for the sick and the shut-in, that you would breathe your breath of life on them right now in the name of Jesus throughout the operating room, throughout the ICU, throughout the same-day surgeries, hallelujah, that you will watch over the physicians, that you will guide the physicians, that you will watch over the nurses in the recovery rooms, that you would bless these people, hallelujah, that they will not have to die prematurely, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we declare and decree they shall not die but live to declare the works of the Lord in the name of Jesus, Father. You know who needs miracles today? We stand in the gap for those who need miracles, but we pray for the deliverance. We pray that America will come to a place of repentance because the kingdom of God is at hand, and you are sure to come back, Father, in the name of Jesus. So I touch and agree with the families and the people throughout the universe that would need miracles that only you can do that will bring you glory. So I know in the name of thanksgiving that I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
My God, my God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Worthy, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Do it for your glory, Jesus.
Glory to your name,
for
Father.
Your glory, hallelujah. Lord. Hallelujah. Thank
healing
you, Jesus.
Healing from my gene move now. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, God. We thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for Israel, God. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
He is worthy.
Yes.
Oh, he's worthy.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
My
hallelujah.
God, my God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you
thank
for
you,
allowing
Lord.
The Lord to use you on this afternoon, Didi. Thank you for allowing the Lord to use you. My
thank you,
God,
Jesus.
That's what you call prophetic prayer. Hallelujah. That's
thank
what you call
Jesus.
Prophetic intercessory. Hallelujah. Whoa,
thank
God.
You,
oh,
Jesus.
God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, prophetic intercessory. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
May the Lord bless you and
oh,
your family, Didi. Hallelujah. May
thank
the Lord
you,
bless your hands. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless your feet. Hallelujah. May
thank
God
you,
give
Lord.
You, may Father God give you the King Midas touch. Whatever you touch, it shall turn into be blessed. Hallelujah. Oh,
hallelujah.
God, everything that the soles of your feet tread, it shall be blessed. Hallelujah.
Thank
you shall
you,
be
Jesus.
Blessed going in and coming out in the name
thank
of Yeshua, the Messiah. In the
thank
name
you,
of
Jesus
Christ, our Lord and our Savior.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
okay.
Thank you.
Oh, my Shah. Hey, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I pray that doors open
you,
up
Jesus.
For you, Didi. Hallelujah. I pray that the
thank
Lord
you,
will manifest himself to you in this hour.
Thank you, Lord.
My hallelujah.
God,
come Shekinah glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, hallelujah.
Oh,
thank Lord. You, Lord.
Yes,
thank
God,
you,
yes, God, yes, God. Hallelujah.
So worthy,
Lord,
Jesus,
tell
Father,
God, I pray that the Lord will load you up. With prophetic prayer. Hallelujah. Glory
hallelujah.
To God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, bless your name. Oh, bless
thank
your
you,
name.
Jesus.
You know what? Hallelujah, Didi and Pastor Tuan and Evangelist. People don't know how important prayer is.
So
prayer
important.
Is so important.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you,
and
Lord.
Prayer, sincere prayer from the heart. And not only sincere
thank
prayer
you,
from the heart, but being a prophetic prayer warrior, being a prophetic intercessor. My God, that means you are hearing what to pray in the spirit. My God, my
thank
God,
you,
my God. Ah, hallelujah.
Thank
glory
you,
be to God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank God for you. Thank God for you, Didi. Thank God for you. My
God, thank
God.
Him
thank
you
God
also,
for you,
Prophet Daryl.
My
thank
God,
you.
My God. I bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Pastor Twan, are you still here? I know that she's in the hospital.
Brother Dale, I'm in and out because the doctors are in and out of my room. So I'm here, but I'm on mute.
Okay. I want to tell you something.
Okay.
Father God told me to tell you. He told me to tell you to go straight natural. For 12 days, he wants you to go straight natural.
Natural food.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. He don't want you to intake sugar and stuff like that. He said go straight natural, and he wants you to, oh, my goodness. Father God is getting ready to make you over from the inside out, Pastor Twan. Father God told me to tell you that he had already told you that he was making you whole.
Mm-hmm.
And Father God said he meant what he said.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Watch God do it. Watch God do it. And get, and Father God said, get back into your ministry.
Yes.
Get back into God's corner. Laying out in God's corner. Because when you was laying out in God's corner, you didn't have these problems. My goodness.
Yes.
And watch God. Watch God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, people of God. This is our Jesus Christ. This is our testimony
Pastor
to
Gail
the
says, Pastor Gail says, good morning.
Good morning, right. Pastor Prophetess Gail.
Good morning, Cam.
Good morning.
Kawana says, good morning. Kimball Reese says,
good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I want to, amen, this is our terrific testimony Tuesday, amen. And I know everybody on here got a testimony, amen. I know I got one, amen. And I just thank God for the revelation of his word. Well, I just thank God, amen. That is my life, amen. Father God is my life, amen. Hallelujah, that's why I can live. Because he lives in me, my God. He's in full control. My God, and I bless God, and I thank him.
Thank you.
Amen. And so I just, you know, I thank God for my job, amen. I work at it's a junkyard, amen. It's where you can, where they come and they junk cars and people come and pick parts off their car, off the car. And, you know, we have to, well, my job is to help the people find the car that's compatible to their car where they can go get the parts and stuff off. Or sometimes we'll have that same exact car. Amen. And Father God began to deal with me since I've been at work. I have a whole series that I'm working on, amen, about the junkyard. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I just thank the Lord for it. Amen. All because people, what we think is junk, what we think is over with, my God. A lot of people will see that the cars look like they're done away with, but it's not the outside of the car, it's what's on the inside.
Amen. Thank you.
What's on the inside has value, my God. Hallelujah. Even the windows have value. The doors have value.
Hallelujah.
The tires have value. What we think is over and done away with, God is remaking it over. He's rebuilding. Amen. Hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, told me that this is the hour, amen, that he is remaking and doing things over again. Amen. Because people have been counting us out, counting it done, counting it over. But I want to let you know we just in the junkyard being, hallelujah, being made
hallelujah.
Over.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
My God, my God, my God, my God. And I'm telling you, that Father God is making us over again. My God. God is revitalizing us in this hour. My God. God has, hallelujah, unfulfilled promises. God said, I'm getting ready to fulfill every promise. Amen. Father God said, I'm getting ready to unload on you. So said the Spirit of God. And Father God said, we need to learn how to count it all joy. My goodness, my goodness, my goodness.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. So I thank God for, hallelujah, for the job. Amen. I thank God for allowing it to be a do-over. Amen. A redo. Amen.
Amen.
And that's what God is doing. He's in the redoing business. Amen. He is in the refining business. My God, my God. He is in the refining business. Thank the Lord for refining us and looking over us when we was in a junkyard. Amen. We was in our junkyard state.
Yeah.
Amen. When we didn't know him.
Amen.
My God,
thank
my
you,
God.
Lord.
When we didn't have the Holy Ghost, we was in a junkyard. Hello, somebody. But something happened.
Yeah.
He called
you
out. He chose you, amen, to come out of the muck and the mire, amen, and put you back on the potter's wheel. You had cracks in you, amen, but somebody had to come and pick you off. Somebody had to pick the bitterness off of you. Father God had to send the angels, angels to come and cut stuff off of you. Some folk had unforgiveness. He had to cut that out of you. Some folk was bitter. He had to cut that out of you. And I'm telling you, after God gets through making you over, you will be fit for the master's use. And that's what God is doing in this hour. He's making us fit for his use. He's making us fit for kingdom building, kingdom dwelling, amen. Some people's minds are very carnal, but Father God know how to bring you out that carnal state. My God, my God. My God, my God. Father God will even allow you to be in a place, in a position, amen, that when you be like, what am I doing here? How did I get here? My babies, my brothers, and my sister, I'm here to let you know that God got a hand up on you. And whatever it is and whatever that's going on in your life, I declare that God can reconfine it, amen. God can restore it, hallelujah, even when it's been broke down. Hallelujah. God
thank
can still
you, Lord.
Use
hallelujah.
You. My God.
Thank
somebody
you, Lord.
May be in the wheelchair. You still able to be used. Somebody may be on dialysis, but you're still able to be used.
Jesus,
somebody may be hooked up, hallelujah, to machines, but I want to let you know you're still able to be used. Father God said you got light in the power of your tongue. You can speak to that situation. Hello, somebody. We always want to take our situation to the Lord. But we need to learn how to tell our situation about our Savior, about our Father. We got to let them know that it's only temporary.
Thank you, Lord.
My God. I'm telling you, people of God, I'm telling you, Father God is so good. Amen. To where I was at work on Sunday, amen, and people came in looking for a convertible drop top. Amen. I didn't even know the drop top that they had looked at brand new.
Wow.
But the car was tore up, but the top looked brand new. I'm telling you, people of God, what we think is garbage and done away with and tore up, God can still use it.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
He got to pull some things off of you, but you're still able to be used. Glory to Jesus. My God, my God, my God, my God. I'm telling you, people of God, we are at the top of the hour of the show, amen. And I want to get these announcements all up out the way, amen, so we can be able to leave room for the people of God to testify. Amen. I want every individual that's on this line today, I want you to press 1 on your dial, amen, so you can testify. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. When you begin to testify, that means you're releasing. My God. And when you begin to release, God can refill you up.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, my, 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 my. So I bless the Lord on today. Amen. Amen. I wish I had some bells or something because I would ring them. Amen. It's gathering time. Amen. We got a few more weeks, amen, it's going to be time to go to the prophetic gathering. The prophetic gathering is November 9th, 10th, 11th, amen. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, people of God, you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss the gathering, amen. But God, Father God, I put it up on the apostle, shake their heart, amen, that the gathering, amen, registration is only $60, amen. Hallelujah. And, amen, they shown favor with the hotels, amen. The hotel room ain't number $99 a night. You can hook up with three people, amen, and get that on out the way, amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And not only that, people of God, if you just happen cannot make it to the prophetic gathering, help somebody. I didn't say do it all. I said help somebody. Amen. Take some on their hotel. Pay some on their registration. Pay some on their travel. Amen. Help somebody. Be a blessing to somebody. Amen. Say, I really want to go, but since I can't go, I might as well help somebody. Amen. Amen. And we want to do that. Amen. People of God. Amen. Because there's some people that really want to go to the gathering, but just can't make it. Amen. And I'm telling you, it is a blessing. That is going to be, God is going to meet us at this prophetic gathering, amen. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And we want to, amen, go on to the website, amen, and log into psmintl.org, amen. And go to press the donate button, go down to the little box, messenger box, and donate. Why you donating, what is it for, who you helping, amen. Do all that, amen. Let them know, amen. And guess what? And you don't have to let nobody know, amen. You can do it anonymous, amen. If you want to, you can either inbox, amen, Angel or Pastor Gail or Pastor Chatoin, amen. And let them know, and let them know, amen, this is what I'm doing for so-and-so, amen. And I'm telling you, will not regret it. I'm telling you, some people pay somebody's registration fee last year, amen. Not only did they pay the registration fee, they paid for the hotel room one night. And I'm telling you, oh, my goodness. My God, them people called in and testified, amen. They didn't testify that they the ones that donated, but they said, oh, I sowed a seed into PSMI, and God blessed me with so-and-so, amen. God did this, God did that. I'm telling you, it's on the rise of people of God, amen. And I'm telling you, is when you can plug in and tap in, amen, everything will be all right. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. So we want to keep that in mind, amen. And I don't have the information, amen, about Gabriella Noel, Chess Farm, amen, a thought to help Gabby with her schooling, amen, and other medicals and stuff like that. To help her sister out, amen. Hallelujah. Help her sister out. Say they didn't ask for her, but there's something, amen, that they started at the homegoing service, amen, to help finish out Gabby's education and things that Gabriella need, amen, as Apostle Shakespeare would have done, amen. And so we just want to do that, amen. I don't have the information, amen. I think Pastor Twan has it, amen. But I want to say that, amen. And not only that, people of God, I really don't have the information, but Pastor Twan will come back on and give us the information once she's done with the doctors and everything. And so we bless
Hello.
The Lord. Amen.
Hello. I'm back on.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now, we need the information for Gabby's Chest Fund.
Yes.
It is Gabby's Chest Fund. PayPal.me/ Gabby's Chest. You can sow into her for her spiritual enrichment, sow into her for her health, amen. And we want to sow into for her so that she can have a trust fund, so that she can have a fund right now, so the things that she needs for schooling, amen, and things that she needs for to get to live. Amen. And we know that that was Prophet's heart. We know that she is Prophet. She was that was his vision for her to go to school, Christian school, to make sure that she was raised up in the admonition of Christ. And we want to make sure that we continue to cultivate her in the way that she was, that the Prophet cultivated her in the way that Prophet trained her to go. Amen. And we want to make sure that she has what she needs, because if he was still here, he will still be giving her what she needs and giving us what we need. So we want to make sure that we as his children continue to take care of her. Amen. So we have to go to Gabby's Chest Fund, paypal.me/Gabby's Chest, and sow into Gabby's life. Amen.
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 Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. Let's share all our announcements. Amen. We thank God for each and every last one of you all. Amen. And I'm quite sure there is a testimony. Amen. That somebody want to testify about the goodness and the glory of God. Amen. Hallelujah. God has done something for you that you know you couldn't do for yourself. Hello, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I have a testimony.
Come on, dear. Let's hear it.
Hallelujah. I needed a new cell phone, and the phone that I had was a prepaid plan, and I knew that my credit wasn't good. But the phone that I had it for 5 years. I'm not one that just because a new phone comes out, I need to go get it, because there's more important things that needs to be done. People, you know, around you have needs. I didn't want to get no iPhone or none of that. I just wanted a basic phone. So Saturday I just went into T-Mobile and just asked them. I said, you know, what do you have? And he said, well, we have this phone. It's called postpaid. And postpaid means you just have to have the money in your bank account so that you can, they go in the account and take the money out. But they also take $5 each month off your bill. Well, at the time when I went in there, I didn't even have a bank account, because the bank account that I had had been closed, closed out. So, but the guy had my debit card, and I told him, I said, this card is not, you know, accurate, but I can go to the bank and open my account again. So I just thank the Lord that I was approved for a phone. And I just thank the Lord, because the phone is just a basic phone, but I just thank him for a new phone. I'm just grateful. And I thank him that I was able to open a bank account, and now I set it up where they'll go in my account each month. But the other blessing was, too, was my prepaid number was due on Saturday. And when I got the new phone, they said, well, you don't even have to pay this month for the new phone. You're going to pay next month when they bill you. So I just thank the Lord. There was no activation fee. And I just thank the Lord, you know, for this miracle. Even me having a bank account now, I just thank him and I praise him. I'm just so grateful, you know, just to for every miracle that the Lord does for me. I thank him when I find a dime. I thank him when I find a penny. I just thank him for being so good to me, and I just wanted to get that praise report today.
Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, it's a blessing. I do the same thing. I say, ooh, Lord, I thank you. Even when I play on a dime on the show, I say, ooh, God, I thank you. Because I'm going to one
yeah.
day this dime is going to turn into thousands. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And so I just thank the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. For that, my God, because I walked out and I said, Lord, I ain't got no money in a while. I walked out with that. I need to find something. I'll walk across the court and something. I say, Lord, I thank you.
Yes.
I tell you, Lord, thank you, amen. So
thank you, Lord.
So see, what we think is little, what we think is little is much to God, I'm telling you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
So I just thank the Lord, amen. hallelujah, for being humorous, amen, and not only he's been humorous,
amen.
I just thank God for looking beyond the false and yet meeting the needs of his people. My God, from God,
amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
God is such a Father. God is just so good to us. Amen.
Yes,
and I think we just keep God so much for granted. Amen. Hallelujah. And we don't reverence him like we should. Amen. And I just thank God and I just thank him for looking beyond my fault and meeting the need. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm telling you, he could have really allowed justice to just make judgment upon us, but he didn't allow it to be so.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
And so I thank God for Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, bless Shabbat. My God, out of your soul, hallelujah, shall flow a river of living water. And I thank the Lord, amen, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to Jesus, glory to Jesus. Woo. I thank God that he spares my family, hallelujah, keeps my loved ones.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, glory be to God. I thank you, amen. I don't know about y'all, people of God, but I've been on Facebook and I've been seeing Pastor Joel. That young man has it. I'm excited about him and Pastor Angel. My God, my God. I am excited about them guys. God couldn't have chosen no other two pastors than Pastor Angel and Pastor Joel. No, they do have the shepherd's heart. They got the heart of a shepherd, amen. And I tell God, thank you. I believe they read that book called The Heart of the Father. I believe they read that book. But I'm telling you, they got the heart. Oh, my goodness. They have really, really been hard out to the people. They've been reaching out. Oh, my goodness. They've been ministering and oh, my goodness, they're doing it up for the Lord. And I just tell Father God, thank you for allowing me
thank
to
you.
Know them. Amen. Hallelujah. How God has grown Angel and up in the Lord. How they have just taken, they've taken the torch and they running on with the vision. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
The Lord. Amen. For the vision. Hallelujah. And the everything that the Lord is doing for them. Amen. Hallelujah. Keeping them and they running on. They fighting strong. They going on. They doing what they was not taught to do. Amen. Hallelujah. They carry
thank
out
you, Lord.
The vision of their father, their pastor. Amen. The apostolic pastor, Apostle Michael Shakespeare. Amen. And I'm telling you, they handling it. Amen. And I
thank
God for them. Amen. Glory to God. And I looked at Angel. I said, oh my goodness. Yes, she's a pastor. Oh my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And it just sounds so funny calling her Pastor Angel. Amen. Hallelujah. But I thank God for her life. Thank God for her husband. Amen. Thank God for Joe and Timothy and Mike. Amen. Thank God for them kids. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what they could have did? They could have shut down everything.
Amen.
They could not want to be bothered with the church. They could have been anything, but we just thank God for them being faithful and obedient. Amen. Hallelujah. Carry
thank
out the
Lord.
Work and the legacy of their father. Amen. Of our pastor
amen.
And apostle, Michael Shakespeare. Amen. Hmm. All right. Bring it back, prophet. Bring it back. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So I just thank him. I thank him. I thank the Lord. I thank God for it. Amen. God
amen.
Is so good,
thank
D.D. I don't know about nobody else, but I'm excited. Amen.
Amen.
For what the Lord is doing with Pierce and mine. I thank God for what he's doing with Pierce and TCA. Amen. My goodness, my goodness.
Thank
I thank God. Yes, God. They are doing
amen.
A wonderful
thank
job. Amen. They have not stopped. They have not stopped, and they yet holding strong. Amen. They yet
hallelujah.
Going strong, and
beautiful.
I thank God for them. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And we appreciate them. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
All right, now, people of God, so y'all heard the announcements. Amen. Y'all make sure y'all keep yourself governed accordingly. Amen. To do your best. Amen. Ain't nobody asking you to put in thousands of dollars. Amen. Ain't nobody asking you to give your life savings. Amen. But just help out. Amen. Help. Help, 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 help. If you ever want to do anything in ministry, have the gift of help. That's one of the best gifts to have, the gift of help.
Amen. That's true.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, DD. I used to rub my pastor. Grease my pastor's scalp. I used to give my pastor start after she got through preaching. I used to take care of that woman of God. My
That's
goodness,
beautiful.
My goodness, my goodness. And I'm telling you, it's a blessing to take care of the man and woman of God.
Yes, it is.
Hello, Jesus.
Yes, it is.
Hello, Jesus. And then when you do it, don't murmuring and complaining.
Mm-hmm.
Even when she rebukes me, I say, yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, indeed. I respect my leader. I respect
Amen.
That woman
thank
of God.
Lord.
I thank God for Pastor Lyle, and I thank God for her. I said, next time I get a chance to go to Chicago, I got to go by there and see her. Yes, God. I just thank the Lord. I just thank God for her. Thank God for everyone that on this call today. Amen. Just remember, people of God, that we have to know that we are still worth. When people cast you out and say you ain't going to mount up to anything, say that's in your book.
Amen.
But in the eyes of God,
hallelujah.
I am more than a conqueror.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Because a lot of people don't know. A lot of people, they'll give up and throw in the towel and I ain't going back to that church. And you got to know you worth something.
Yes, that's so
you
true.
You got to know your value. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
See, I got value on my life. And I ain't got time for no demon, no devil, amen, to say whatever they
amen.
Think, what they want to say, or what they think, whatever they think about you, whatever they think about you, let them think about it. But
amen.
You got to know that you still worth something. Amen.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
You may not have Stacey Adams shoes, you may not have Donna Karen outfits, but baby, you got to know that you're worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Know your
Thank
value.
You, Lord.
Know your value, people of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You,
know your value. That's what I say. Know your value. My God, and I bless the Lord. Amen. And I thank God for Pastor Twan. Amen. Thank you, baby, so much.
Thank
I'm just
Lord.
You pray. You pray a Holy Ghost prayer on this call, on this show today, on this radio show today. You pray us through, and we thank God
thank
for
you.
We thank God. And we thank God for your Pastor Mullen. We thank God for Apostle Mullen. Amen.
Yes. Thank
God
Jesus.
For the woman
yes.
of God. That is a show enough for
you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, enough. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
My God. Don't get her started, amen. And I thank God for her, amen. Tell them that
amen.
Devil off. Devil.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. So we thank the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I'm just working on some things, and I'm going to get it together real soon. Amen, because I want to tell the people, amen, because people think it's over. Amen, they think it's over once you done fell short and you done been saved 20, 30 years, and all of a sudden you done found yourself backslide, amen. Get yourself together and come on back and do it all over again.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pick up where you left off at. Pick up where you left off at. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Somebody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to lead me. Hallelujah. Feel no time. I come too far from where I started from. We come too far, people of
yes.
God.
Yes.
We
thank
come
you,
too
Jesus.
Far. From where we started from.
Thank
glory
you, Lord.
Jesus. We come too far. We come too far. We come too far, Diddy. We come too far, sweetie.
Amen.
We
amen.
Got,
thank you, Lord.
We got to persevere. We
yes,
got
we
to
do.
Get we got to persevere. Amen. And
yes,
we don't
we do.
Make it can't my God,
yeah.
my God. We got to make it.
Yes,
I believe. We can, I, matter of fact, I know we can make it.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
We're restoring the right. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, God
yes,
is such a good God.
Yes, He is. Hallelujah.
And He is worthy. And He is worthy to be praised.
Yes, He is worthy. Hallelujah.
He is worthy to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So many people.
Amen.
Have looked over you, but you got to know when you begin to reverence and praise God.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Know your word. Know that Father God is with you through the good
yes.
and the bad.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank
He's
you,
still
man.
There. He's still there. Amen.
Amen.
Glory
thank
be to the
Lord
God. Amen. Pastor Twan, Evangelist Tate, you still on here?
Really?
Amen.
Yes, sir, Prophet Dare.
Amen. You're getting ready to get out of there, right? They just brought you the discharge papers.
They haven't brought them yet. I'm still got a couple of more steps before that.
All right. Well, we bless the Lord on today. Amen. Amen. This is Testimony Tuesday. Do we got any callers? Anybody want to testify about the goodness of the Lord?
Not yet, Prophet Darrell. We got some callers on here, but nobody wants to press one, I guess.
Okay. Praise God. Come on, Pastor John, play us something real nice. Play us something real nice. Amen.
Huh? What did you say?
I said, play us something. Play us some
oh.
music. Play us something.
Okay,
Hallelujah.
Let me try to find something real nice.
Set the tone to testify.
Let me try to find some Prophet Dara.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Yes, glory to God. Let me try to find something. Hallelujah.
God is a good God, I'm telling you.
All right, Prophet Dare.
Amen.
Yeah.
Fill me up. Fill me up, Lord. Fill me up. Fill me up. I'll provide the sacrifice. Just fill me up, Lord. And that's what we need in this hour, people of God. We need the Lord to fill us up. We need him to fill us up till we want no more. My God, my God. There is no amen right there. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I thank the Lord for it. Hallelujah. And I want the people of God, I want somebody that you're listening to our voice. Amen. You hear us. Amen. I want you to tell us one thing that the Lord has done for you. Amen. That you know you could not have brought yourself out. Amen. Father God is telling me, is somebody on here today, amen, that you got a testimony about a major surgery you had. Hallelujah. That you could have lost your life of this surgery. Hallelujah. But God brought you out. And you supposed to have been down for, oh my goodness, for 9 months. But God brought you out quickly. My God, I heard that. Yes, God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And I bless God for it. Amen. Thank God that God brought you out. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. My God, my God, my God. Oh, my. Ah, this surgery looked like, hallelujah. I don't want to say it was heart surgery, but it was something looked like heart surgery to me. That's what it looked like when I see the chest area. My God, and I saw the line cut. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But God brought you out. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise our God. And I thank the Lord, amen, that I promise the Lord that I will hold out. Amen. I heard that song. I promise the Lord that I will hold out. I'm holding out and I'm holding on. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I bless the Lord on today. Oh, my. My Lord. Well, Pastor Twa, I'm not going to carry. I have nothing else. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
What you say, Prophet Dale?
I'm done. I don't know. I have nothing else to say.
Prophet Dale.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. That surgery that you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
That surgery that you're talking about, I just hear that you're talking about, Pastor Gail, with that surgery. That major surgery.
Oh.
You're talking about her.
Oh, because I just saw the cut. I just saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. She's right here.
Oh, she ain't said nothing. She ain't said a word. She ain't said a word.
No, she ain't said anything, but she's right here.
Amen.
Good.
Father God told
me. But you were talking about her.
Oh, bless the Lord. Amen. Father God said that, I was wondering why surgery, then I heard a book in my ear. Father God said there is a book that needs to be written.
Yep.
There is a book that needs to be written. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And Father God said, make time to write this novel. Write it. It's going to bless them, folks.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to bless them, folks. Amen. And I bless
Amen.
God. And
Amen.
I bless God. Thank God for it. Thank God for God bringing her out. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm looking at these numbers, and many tell me ain't nobody got nothing to say. Ain't nobody got no testimonies. Nobody.
Well, you know what, Pastor Twan? I thank God for the ass bag. The double ass bag. Hallelujah. We thank God for listening and checking in on us. We thank God for you. We hope that something is being said, amen, that will encourage you, that will enlighten you, amen. Hallelujah, amen. And I'm telling you, sometimes Pastor Twan, I'm just like, what is the reason? What is the purpose? Amen, I'm having a testimony Tuesday. Amen, that's what I was saying within myself, but I don't have that authority to change nothing, amen. But I just thank the Lord, amen. We should want to be able to testify so somebody can hear what God is doing, because you got some atheists, amen. I'm quite sure there'll be some atheists calling in, listening in on us, amen. They need to know that God is the healer. That couldn't nobody do it but God, amen. And not only that, we probably got some Muslims, amen. You probably got some people that's trapped up in cults and everything, amen. They need to hear about the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I just thank God for making me whole. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm telling you guys, they tried to put me back on the water pill. I thank God. Hallelujah. For his healing power, amen. I thank God, amen. Hallelujah. They want to put me back on Bactrim, amen, which is a high antibiotic, amen. I thank God, hallelujah.
I'm on that.
Bactrim,
yeah.
Bactrim, boy, I'm not the fool after whatever sin you got to come out you, amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
but, and see, and Pastor Twan, only on one pill a day, and I'm believing God.
That's it.
I'm believing God. Matter of fact, I know God's gonna do it. Amen. Bring me out of it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, and I just thank Him. Amen. So somebody need to hear your testimony. Amen. But if you want to testify, it's okay. We ain't gonna make you testify.
Amen.
We ain't going to put no pressure on you.
Amen.
My God. So, Pastor Twan, amen.
Yes, I guess we're going to close out.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Play out some good music, and after the song is over, we done. Amen.
Amen. You can meet us on the show tomorrow, same time, same channel. We not moving, but we will still be here. Amen.
Amen. Play
amen.
Brand new. Play brand new, Pastor Twan. Brand new.
Amen.
Let Angel bless them today. Let Pastor Angel bless them on today.
Amen. Come on. Get out of here on brand new. And
amen.
We'll see you
brand
in a moment.
Amen.
Brand new day.
Yes, sir.
Feel it coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. worship.